They were known as the Flying Seven. In the 1930s, when no airline would hire women pilots, a group of seven women aviators broke barriers. Margaret Fane, Betsy Flaherty, Alma Gilbert, Rolly Moore, Jen Pike, Eliane Roberge, and Tosca Trasolini gave flying displays over Vancouver and became well known at flying exhibitions. During the Second World War, they tried to enlist, were refused, and then launched a campaign to drop pamphlets for a Smash the Nazi initiative. They raised $10,000, which purchased 8 aircraft for pilot training. They are remembered by a massive mural on the 2,400 square feet, 223 sq meters, north wall of the Langley Regional Airport Terminal Building, an image showing the aviators in front of a cloudscape, with planes filling the sky. It is one of several examples of outdoor art on display in Langley Township and City. In the city, with more than 24 murals available to view, the Downtown Langley Business Association, DLBA, has created a self-guided, walkable tour to see works like Save the Bees, Butterfly Freedom, Flower Power, and Community Connected. To take the tour, visit downtownlangley.com. Horsing around Langley. Horse statues decorated by local artists are on view at various locations, including the Township of Langley Municipal Hall, Tim's Community Center in Langley City, the Langley Arts Council in Alder Grove, and at BC Farm Museum in Fort Langley, part of public art initiative to raise awareness and funds for the arts in Langley. Langley City is home to several carvings by the late Hope chainsaw sculptor Pete Ryan, which includes sculptures of a Hudson's Bay trader and a Kwantlen First Nation chief who stand facing each other on Innis Corners Plaza, near the corner of Fraser Highway and Glover Road. As well, Ryan also created the statue of two men portaging a canoe, which stands in front of Langley City Hall at the corner of 204th Street and Douglas Crescent, and a representation of a farmer at Glover Road and Duncan Way, which stands where the famous Smuggler's Trail ran from Fort Langley to what was then known as Langley Prairie, now Langley City. Ryan was also responsible for an image of Langley City's first elected mayor Ernie Sendell, located in the park of same name, Sendell Gardens at 201 A Street and 50th Avenue, which featured the mayor's trademark heavy-framed glasses, what Ryan described as his Roy Orbison bust. In Fort Langley, the BC Farm Museum is home to what may be the world's largest acoustic anvil, 25 feet long, 13 feet tall and 9 feet wide, weighing 14,000 pounds, with a small musical shape resembling a violin's F-hole, cut in the side. It is the creation of artist Mascal Lasserre, who has described it as an artifact of some imagined civilization. There are also several murals on display at the 300-foot-long gateway into Alder Grove. Public artwork was installed on the Kitchen Corner Building on Fraser Highway near the new community center. They complement the ceramic art at the center of the wall, which was created and installed by students at Alder Grove Community Secondary. Check out this and much more worth experiencing in Langley in our annual Discover Langley 2025 guide by clicking here.